From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. President Obama is set to speak to the United Nations General Assembly at this hour, and the White House says he will call on member nations to put aside past differences over the Middle East peace process and support U.S.-mediated efforts to reach an accord between Israel and the Palestinians. NPR's Ari Shapiro says that's just one of the issues the president is expected to address.
White House spokesman Robert Gibbs told reporters on Air Force One this morning's speech will be a sort of status report.
I think the president will take this opportunity when he speaks to update the American people and update the world on the priorities that we had in coming into office, the progress that we've made in Iraq and Afghanistan, the progress we've made on nonproliferation and dealing with threats like North Korea and Iran.
Ari Shapiro, NPR News, New York.
Several provisions of the new health care overhaul law take effect today. NPR's Paul Brown joins us now. Paul, what are some of the big changes?
Insurance companies can no longer place lifetime caps on the coverage they provide. They cannot deny coverage to children with pre-existing conditions, and they must let parents who want to do so keep their adult children on their health plans until the children reach age 26. Also, Craig, policies cannot be canceled over technicalities. And people like Ray Janis are celebrating that today. He is the father of a 44-year-old stroke victim. He says his son's insurance was canceled over a technicality that he says was completely unrelated to the stroke. And Janis says it's one thing when you're not sick and you have modest medical expenses.
When you start getting bills coming in on top of bills coming in on top of bills coming in, it's a whole different story.
Now, these health care provisions go into effect today just as Republicans promised to repeal the health care law and replace it with something much less comprehensive. They're promising that if they make big gains in the November elections.
That's right, Paul. House Republicans are calling their plan a pledge to America in addition to repeal of the health care law. The other goals include extending the Bush-era tax cuts and capping all federal discretionary spending. GOP Congressman Mike Pence.
There's a lot more work to be done than what people will see in the Pledge to America, but this is what we think is what ought to be done first after listening to the people of this country.
Pence on CBS's early show today. First-time claims for unemployment benefits are up, rising by 12,000 last week. That's more than analysts had expected. Economist Hugh Johnson with Hugh Johnson Advisors says the number is another indication that the current recovery is taking longer than usual to create new jobs.
The truth is we've inherited a lot of problems from the 2007 to 2009 period, and we're working our way out of it, and that's why it's such an anemic recovery and requires a lot more attention than a normal recovery.
And those numbers are prompting some selling on Wall Street, the Dow opening down about 64 points at this hour. This is NPR News from Washington. That's the sound of angry government workers demonstrating in Paris today. They're holding their second strike this month to protest French President Nicolas Sarkozy's retirement reform proposals, raising the retirement age to 62 in France. The walkout created commuting nightmares in Paris and other cities. The Pentagon is confirming that all nine of the soldiers who were killed in a helicopter crash in Afghanistan this week were Americans. NPR's Quill Lawrence reports the cause of that crash, though, remains unclear.
The chopper came down in southern Zabul province, which is considered to be under insurgent control. Taliban sources claim they shot it down, but American officials have denied there was any hostile fire involved in the crash. Taliban spokesmen often exaggerate their claims. The Pentagon identified four of the nine Americans on board the chopper as belonging to the elite Navy Special Operations Forces. Five others killed in the crash were from the U.S. Army's 101st Airborne. The deaths make 2010 the deadliest year for foreign troops in Afghanistan since the 2001 invasion. Quill Lawrence, NPR News, Kabul.
The 225 Muslim holy books that a Florida pastor had threatened to burn are now in the hands of a group that's called the Christian Defense Coalition. The head of that group, the Reverend Patrick Mahoney, says he will send the Korans to churches and Christian leaders nationwide.
The response has been overwhelming. We've been getting calls from church leaders and churches across America, and we'll have no problem distributing these Korans.
Mahoney says he has gotten more calls asking for the Korans than he has books to give out. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News, in Washington.
Support for